confirmed, you would not be getting Justice Scalia. You would be getting Justice Barrett.
It is day two of the confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. She, like her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, claims to be an originalist. She explained to those in the hearing just what exactly that means.
That I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
Perhaps the issue first and foremost in most everyone's mind, Supreme Court Justice Designate Amy Coney Barrett says she will not announce whether she believes Roe v. Wade should be overturned, making abortion illegal, at least at the federal level.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process.
Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has promised that his committee vote will likely take place this Thursday, October the 15th at 9 a.m. From the southern state of Georgia, the Secretary of State's office says more than 128,000 Georgians went to the polls on Monday, a record for the first day of early voting in the state. The high turnout saw eager voters waiting in hours-long lines across the state to cast their ballots. Election officials and advocacy groups have been pushing people to vote early, either in person or by absentee ballot, in anticipation of record turnout and concerns about coronavirus. This is VOA News. Facebook is making a large donation to Britain's Bletchley.